I mean, you know, that's coach's decision, and I can see why he did that for sure. I mean, it was couldn't have went any worse, you know what I mean? So, obviously, I feel terrible. I feel like I let this whole entire organization down. I mean, it just went from bad to worse, and we really just couldn't, you know, fight back. I don't know. That's, you know, Coach O'Brien's decision, and I respect the hell out of him, and whatever he feels is best for the team, I think that's what he'll do, and you know, we'll see where it goes. It just started bad. I mean, poor execution, you know, lack of communication, and this, you never want to come out and start the game that way. So I think that was bad. I mean, there was some good drives. I mean, there was times where we were able to, you know, put the foot on the pedal and get things going. The other times they kind of just sputtered out, and you can't have that. You got to be able to convert on third down. You got to be able to get yards on first and second down. So, you know, we'll take a look at the film and see where we have to get better, which obviously we have to get a lot better. It was just, you know, poor execution, miscommunication, and that's something, you know, we talk about starting fast. You couldn't have, you know, a more opposite reaction. Well, I just think you get to press, you know, you get up to the line, and the defense can't do as much, and, you know, but you got to be able to, you know, get the first down to be able to do that. So when you go three and out, it really doesn't allow for that to happen. So we got to be better on, you know, those first couple plays of the drive. You know, I think it was all hit and miss. I mean, you know, the pass game, the running game, you know, as an offense, we have to do, you know, so much better to be able to win in this league.
Was it a recognition factor for you early in the game? How did you kind of progress through it?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, you know, we got to come out and start faster. Obviously, the first play, you know, is the worst way to start. You basically give them a touchdown. And, you know, then again with the strip sack, give them another touchdown. So there's 14 points right there. You know, it's just poor execution, and, you know, for me, I got to play a lot better, and like I said, no one probably feels worse about it than I do.
You played in a tough situation your whole career, but, I mean, could you hear the boos at times from the fans?
I mean, I'm so focused on what I'm trying to do. I mean, you know, I'm talking to the coaches, I'm talking to players, but, you know, that's just part of the job. I mean, I'm not going to get involved in that, you know, but, you know, we'll have to look at it on a film, and there's nothing you can do. It's in the past, and when they, you know, make the call or don't make the call, that's just the way the game goes.
You had a 5-6 month quarterback battle. You win the job. The coach tells you if you're not on a short leash and you get out today and you didn't get to play your way out, what level of disappointment is that that you didn't get to finish?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely disappointing. You know, I'm disappointed, embarrassed. Like I said, I feel like I let those guys down in there, and that's the worst feeling to have after a game. I mean, it'd be one thing if, you know, there was some you know, fight back, you know, but, you know, that didn't happen when I was in there. So it's extremely disappointing.
When you throw an interception on your first pass, especially with having to be on the same page with the receivers, do you hesitate a little bit more with what you're seeing and waiting for the routes to develop?
I didn't feel that way, no. I mean, you know, I think we came back, you know, a drive or two later and went right down and marched right down the field. So I don't think it, you know, made me more hesitant. I think, you know, sometimes it was just lack of execution, you know, miss a receiver or whatever it might be. So, you know, there's no excuses for that.
I know you give opponents credit, but when you look at it, is it on you guys more than what Kansas City's defense did?
Well, I'm not going to take any credit away from them. I mean, they have a good defense. They played hard, but I think there's times where we're going to look at it and realize that we shot ourselves in the foot. And, you know, that's the one thing you don't want to do. If a team just comes in and beats you, that's one thing. And I'm not trying to take, you know, credit away from them, but, you know, obviously we had our share of mistakes and would want to take some of those back.
In this type of offense, you have to be on the same page with the receivers. Do you feel like some of this quarterback competition, the split reps, could have led to some of the miscommunication down that first interception?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's an excuse. Like I told you guys all along, you know, we were working with every receiver out there, so I don't think that had anything to do with it.
How did you evaluate Ryan's play once he got in?
Yeah, I thought he played great. I mean, you know, he was ready, and that's the part of the job, and he went in there and moved the ball. So I think the biggest thing for me to tell you guys is I'm all about the team, you know what I mean? So, you know, for him to move the ball and score a touchdown, that was great. Hopefully, you know, we had a chance to win it at the end and we get the onside kick. So I'm going to be there to support him. And like I said, I respect Coach O'Brien so much. So, you know, that's his decision to make, and I'll be ready either way.